Who's the hot super blog that's a switch machine to all the folk? Switch. You're so right. Hey there, guys. Want to switch your current account? Let me tell you about Switch. Switch. The Switch guarantee means all your payments move automatically.
Switch. Switching current accounts has never been easier. Over 3 million people have moved banks with the Current Account Switch service. Visit currentaccountswitch.co.uk.
All right, fans, here we go. 4 2-minute rounds of boxing scheduled. Women's in the ring.
Greetings, my name is Felipe León, and this is the second edition of the 2-Minute Round Face-to-Face With. And on this episode, we have Marina Ramirez, originally from Parma, Idaho, the amateur standout, moved to Las Vegas to continue her professional career. She is 2-0 with no knockouts. She has fought in Australia and in her home, her new adopted hometown of Las Vegas. And in this exclusive interview, she tells us all about her amateur career, how she started in the sport of boxing, and what she expects in the future for her career. So Marina, tell me a little bit about your background as far as your family, you know, your parents, your brothers and sisters, if you have any. What can you tell me about your family?
One of the things that I can say about my family is they've always been involved in my boxing career since the beginning. I started boxing at 15 years old, and they've been with me to train men all over the world, all over the U.S. They've been as my absolute number one fans. I started boxing at 15. At 19 years old, I won my first national competition. I was able to go to nationals because of my family, because they supported me. From there, I went to the USA's, fought the number one girl, which was Marlena Spagna. Fought her, lost to a very close decision. And then I actually grew up in Idaho, and I actually moved to Las Vegas when I was 19 years old because of that loss. And it ended up bringing me... I suck at that interview. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Let me get better at this. What else do you want to know? I mean, do you want to just know how involved my family is?
Well, how did you end up in Idaho? How were you born in Idaho? How does because I suspect that you're of Mexican descent by your name, Marina Ramirez. So how did you end up in Idaho? How does a Mexican family end up in Idaho to start off in?
Well, my parents were both raised in Idaho. I'm Idaho, a small town outside of Boise, which is the capital. Like I said, I moved here in 2009. I was 19 years old. I grew up there my whole entire life, and I moved here for boxing. I came here, and I've been here ever since. I mean, I'm 26 years old now, so I've been here for at least 7 years. But yeah, I was born and raised in Idaho. No one would expect that. I was a big country girl.
Now, did anybody in your family box? Do you have brothers? Do you have sisters? Where do you fall in your family?
I do. Yeah, I do have one sister. She wasn't the athletic type. Actually, no one in my family were ever boxers. I mean, I don't have any uncles. My father was never a boxer. But I will tell you this: my family was always boxing fans, especially my grandma. I remember watching Del Hoyo when I was a kid. She was so ecstatic just to watch her. That was her favorite boxer. And even Cesar Chavez, when I was a kid, you know, they'd be having fight parties, and it was all because my grandma wanted to watch boxing. You know, it all started with her.
So starting from watching Oscar De La Hoya and Julio Cesar Chavez on TV, how did you end up in a boxing gym?
You know, I always was involved in sports. I did basketball. I did soccer. I played a little bit of softball. And I was always involved in team sports. So I wanted to try something that was different, something that was challenging. And I told my parents, I said, look, I want to box. And actually, when I was about 9 years old, I actually did karate for a little bit. And I found myself being really good at it, always trying to spar the instructor, always feeling like I could beat him, you know, at 9 years old, which is really funny. But I did get away from that when I got involved in other sports. And I got to the point where I was like, you know, Mom, Dad, hey, I want to try something different. I want to try something challenging. And they were big boxing fans, and I knew, you know, just because what everybody would say is that boxing was the most challenging sport. So I was like, you know what, I want to go ahead and get myself involved and see how what this would do for me, you know. And I found a gym. My mom said, because if you can find a gym, then I will let you go ahead and train. And I kid you not, I went online, looked for some gyms. I drove 30 minutes, I kid you not, 30 minutes to go to this gym every single day to train. And I started at 16 years old doing this. And even when I was doing other sports like basketball and you know, track, you know, things like that, I would actually go to training, go to basketball or track practice. And then from there, I would still then go to boxing practice and then come home and do homework. I mean, but that's where it all started. It was just like my parents saying, hey, if you can find a gym and it's going to work for you, then we'll go ahead and support you.
So unlike other female unlike other female fighters out there that maybe their parents weren't all that into them actually boxing, your parents were pretty supportive from the get-go.
Oh, yes. They are, like I said, they are my number one fans. They are with me. They're in the front row every single time. They will travel anywhere in the world if they can. They are my absolute number one fans. They've always been the ones to believe in me. You know, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes. If someone believes in you, then you can take it as far as you need it to, you want it to go. It only takes that one person, and that's my parents and also my sister.
So how long?
And also my grandma. I'm going to say my grandma also was a big, big supporter.
So how long was it for you from your first time that you walked into the gym to having your first amateur fight?
You know, I trained for a year before I had my first amateur fight. And we actually drove 6 hours for my first fight. I fought a girl that was like 120 pounds. It was completely out of my weight class. And it was funny because I weighed in. They allowed me to weigh in and sweat. And I weighed in with a bunch of stuff like keys and little weights in my pockets just so I can make weight to fight this girl. You know, it was really funny. And I ended up dropping her down in the first round. And ever since then, that's when I found that this is what I loved and this is what I was meant to do. You know, and my parents drove me 6 hours just for me to have my first fight. And this was after a year of training.
So how did you mentioned you won some national titles and other competitions. What was your amateur record at the end?
My amateur record, I have 32 wins and 7 losses. I fought in many national competitions. I've been to the PALS. I've been to the USA's. I've been to the Golden Gloves. I've done it all. So I have, you know, close to 45, quite a bit of experience. My amateur experience.
And what did you, what actual titles did you end up winning as far as in the amateurs?
I have 2 USA national titles, gold medals. I won the PALS in 2009. I won also the PALS in 2010, I think it was. And then I've won also the silver in the USA's in 2009 and the silver in the USA's, I think, in 2011 as well. Yeah, so and I was ranked number 2 in the United States for 3 years in a row. And from 2009 to 2011, I was ranked number 2.
Oh, now, I read an article on you just recently about, you know, your amateur career, and you were trying to make it to the 2012 Olympics. What happened there?
You know, I had to go up a weight class. I was used to fight at 106. That's why I was ranked number 2 at. And the Olympic weight class, the first weight class was actually 112. So I had to jump up a weight class. You know, fighting a bigger girl, gaining, you know, another 6 pounds, that's quite a bit of weight. So I was fighting these girls that, you know, definitely hit harder. I did fight girls that were more experienced when I first went to the first competition. I fought a girl named Trisha Douglas, and I lost by points. And a tough girl. She was ranked number 2 at the time at 112 pounds. So, you know, I got the luck of the draw to fight her first. It was unfortunate that I got the loss, but, you know, I had a wonderful experience fighting at the weight class. You know, I knew I could hang with big girls.
Now,
so that's what happened. But, you know, I gave it everything I could to make it to the Olympics.
Now, after the 2012 Olympics, did you think about waiting and going for the 2016 as well, or what was your decision then?
You know what? I actually ended up taking a break. I did move out to Sacramento for a little bit for a job offer to be a boxing trainer out there. And I ended up just taking a break out there. And then I decided, you know what? I need to get back into it. And I decided to come back to Vegas and come train with Mike Houston. who is one of the best coaches I've ever trained with. He's amazing. He dedicates so much time. But I did take a couple years off. But I came to Las Vegas knowing that I wanted to go pro and I wanted to cross train going pro. And I knew I can accomplish a lot in the pros by finding one of the best coaches, and that is Mike Newsom.
So how long has it been since your comeback, since you came back to the second time around? How long have you been training for?
I came back. My fight coming back was, it's been a while now. I think it was, I want to say, I moved there in 2011. I want to say the beginning of 2014. Is when I had my amateur fight to kind of get myself together again and then go pro. So yeah, it was about 2000, about that time.
So you ended up going pro on June 11th of this year, and it actually happened out in Australia. Tell us, first of all, how did that fight turn out for you to go fight in Australia? First of all, and second, what was your experience fighting as a professional versus an amateur and actually fighting outside the country in Australia? How did that come about, and what was your experience then?
Oh, okay. So the promoter, Len Hoskins, we ended up connecting with him out here in Vegas. He would come out here and go to gyms, and we did find out he was a promoter, and we got connected with him and trying to get a fight out there. He would come to the train every time he was in town, and he got to the point where he was like, you know what? He goes, I want to put Marina on one of my shows. You know, because he knew I had a lot of heart. He knew I trained hard. He knew I was very dedicated. And he wanted people to see my talent in Australia. So the experience going out there was just so amazing. It was such a wonderful experience. We got to hang out with King Rose, which is one of my dreams. We got to meet amazing people. I mean, and let me tell you about the food. The food was fantastic. The food there is even cleaner than here in Las Vegas. Mm. It's just delicious. That's one of the things I miss the most. But like I said, it was just a wonderful experience. We got to meet incredible people, and meeting with the Kangaroos was just so much fun. And then just being on Lyndon Hoskins' card was just, it was such a great event, such a great experience. I fought a girl from Thailand, and she was very strong, but I just beat her to every punch. I was just faster. I just timed her. And that's how we won the fight. We won every round. But it was just an amazing experience. And let me tell you, I really hope we go out there again sometime, because I loved Australia. So
what did you find as the differences between fighting professional, smaller gloves, no hair gear, versus amateur? And what is the best part of it that you like more about fighting as a professional than as an amateur?
There's several things that I liked about it. I did like the fact that we were wearing smaller gloves because I felt a lot faster. I mean, we went from 8-ounce gloves to 10-ounce gloves, you know, so I did feel a lot faster wearing those. And then just the experience and just the feeling of getting so hyped coming out. You know, you come out to your song, you come out to a whole crowd, you have all these lights, you know, in the ring, you have even the lights outside where the audience is black. So the whole focus is on you as you come out. And it's just the experience, just the feeling of just having all the attention on you is just an amazing experience. It really just hypes you up even more than when you fight in the amateurs, you know. I love it. I love the fact that we don't have to wear any headgear either. I'm able to see a lot more punches coming, a lot more shots, and be a little bit more tighter with my movement. So it works really well for me.
Now, your next fight, your second fight, you're 2-0 with no knockouts yet, but your next fight was September 9th, and now you're fighting in your hometown, Las Vegas, on the Roy Jones Jr. Promotions card. Tell us how much of an experience that was as far as fighting at your new home, Las Vegas, and then fighting on such a big card, which was a Roy Jones Jr. card there in Las Vegas.
It was a very exciting experience, knowing that I was the first female that they have ever promoted. It was such an honor to fight on their card, and I'm just so thankful for the experience and so thankful for them putting me on the card. Fighting in front of my family it had to be better than coming out, you know, fighting in Australia. It had to be so much better. I had people from California, I had people from Texas, I had people from Idaho, Oregon, all there just to support me. I even had cousins that drove 17 hours just to see me fight. You know, and just knowing that I had all the support, it was just such a rush. It was a thrill. There's nothing like fighting in front of family and in front of people that support you so much and that have supported me since the beginning and have believed in me since the beginning.
Now, what can you tell us about the young woman that you fought in your second fight, Rachel Zasoff?
Yeah, for one, she was a southpaw, so it's different than fighting an orthodox. My first opponent was an orthodox. So fighting a southpaw, you know, you really have to switch things up in training camp. You have to do everything opposite. She was pretty different than the first fighter. She was she would kind of throw a little wild punches and stuff like that. She was very awkward. So it did make it a little bit harder to fight her. And we knew with her we'd have to come, forward at all times. You know, my first opponent, it was more like boxing, moving boxing, that kind of thing. So it was a different game plan. So she was a challenge, but it was something we couldn't handle at all. You know, we won all four rounds, and we were hoping to get the knockout, but we didn't get the knockout after all, and that's okay. You know, move on to the next, and that's what we'll focus on. And that's my next fight on November 18th.
Now, you're fighting again on another Roy Jones promotion card on November 18th. Do you have an opponent for that fight yet?
Yeah, I'm fighting actually a girl out of New York. Her name is Natalie Gonzalez. She's also 2-0. She was also ranked in the amateurs. She does hold titles herself. So it's a very even fight. I'm really, really excited about the fight just because I'm going to be able to really showcase my talent a lot more than with the other two fighters that I've fought before, just because it's going to force me to really, you know, work on my speed, work on countering, work on a lot of movement because she is a lot better than the other girls that I fought. So I'm really excited about fighting this girl.
Now, do you have some kind of agreement with Roy Jones Jr.? Are you going to be fighting for them often, or is it just on a fight-to-fight basis?
As of right now, I have not been signed with them, but that's hopefully going to happen in the future. It really all depends on what they want to do with their promotional company. If they choose me to be the first female signed with them, that would be an honor. It would be great. I would like to sign with them. It's all up to them. But I do have a feeling that we will be doing more work with them in the future.
Now, you've been boxing for a long time. You've only been a pro for some months, actually, not even a year yet. But you have been boxing since you were 16 years old. So the better half of the better part of 10 years. What have you seen? Do you see that female boxing is going in the right direction right now? I mean, there's talks of putting fights in 2017 on Showtime female boxing. There has been an NBC Sports Network with Heather Hardy and Shelley Vincent some months ago. Estrella TV is doing fights out of L.A. with Inés Estrada and Marisela Cornejo. So do you think that even though you might have waited a little bit longer than a lot of fighters to go pro after the amateurs, do you think this was the right moment for you to do so?
Yes, I think it's the perfect moment. Like you said, Showtime is going to be bringing female boxers on TV. We deserve this. Us women work really, really hard, just as hard as the guys. You know, we have Clarissa Shields, who's going to be fighting on November 19th on the Kovalev and Audrey Ward fight. She's going to be on the undercard, also being televised. I don't believe it's going to be on pay-per-view, if I remember correctly, but she will be televised on cable TV. We are moving in a positive direction. Like you said, Heather Hardy was also shown on TV. Women boxing is coming up, and I really hope that we prove that we can throw a show just like the men. You know, but it's a perfect time for me to get involved, yes.
Now, you're only 2-0, but obviously you should have your eye on certain fighters in your weight division, certain fights that you would like to have in the future. How busy are you planning on staying in 2017? And if so, who do you have your eye on as far as making a fight with a certain fighter that will put you at a different level in your career?
The number one fighter that I have, and I think this is for anybody who's involved in pro boxing, is the number one person that's in the weight class. And the number one girl in my weight class right now is out of Mexico, and her name is Ibeth Barros Silva. And she's the one I have my eye on, not so much everybody else. You know, I really just want to just focus on one fight at a time, depending on what opponent's up next, whatever opponent my coach wants me to fight next. That's who I'm going to concentrate, as we go on with our career. But at the end, the person that I'm aiming for is that number one girl, because at the end of the day, I do want that belt.
Now, have you gotten talks about how you fought two times already? You're going to fight your third fight before the end of the year. How busy are you going to be in 2017?
I believe I'm going to be pretty busy. My goal is to fight at least every couple months. And I think Roy Jones Promotion is actually going to really help with that as well. If we can fight every 2 months, that'd be perfect, because that'll get my career moving a lot faster. And then hopefully within the next couple of years, I can then have that title shot. You know, it just all depends on how fast my boxing career moves and how fast I can get that title shot. So, yeah, that's the goal, at least fighting every 2 months.
Now, with the fact that you fought in Australia, are you pretty open to going and fighting in other countries, including Mexico, and maybe fighting the hometown fighter there?
Definitely. I definitely want to travel outside the country. I enjoy traveling. So does my coach, too. We're definitely on the same page when it comes to that. I do want to travel the world. I want to see what it's like. You know, traveling to Australia, I was really able to open my eyes into what's out there. And I want to see more of that. I do. And then when it comes to boxing, you know, you get your expenses paid for and stuff. And it just makes it even funner that way. You know, you get to see the world for free. And that's what's so amazing about the sport. Is that you have that option. So a lot of people don't get that opportunity, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, besides boxing, what do you do out there in Las Vegas?
I'm a personal trainer. I do train people individually. It's something that I'm also really passionate about. I love helping people with, you know, when it comes to weight loss issues, when it comes to wanting to gain weight, muscle, even when it comes to self-confidence issues. I love helping every individual I can with those issues. That is one of my passions. That's what I do on the side. I work part-time doing personal training, and then I train full-time.
Okay, lastly, before we go, do you want to share how people can follow you? You have your Twitter account, Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone can follow me on Facebook. Just type in Marina Rocky Ramirez. And the more support I have, the better. I would appreciate anybody who's listening to this to come out and support me if you're in Las Vegas, or at least follow me on Facebook. It would mean a lot to me.
Okay, thank you, Marina. And great insights from Marina Ramirez, who told us all about her pro career, what she hopes to do in the future, and obviously what she ended up doing in the amateurs. Thank you for listening to this edition, the special edition of the 2-Minute Round. This is your face-to-face, and this week it was 2-Minute Rounds face-to-face with Marina Ramirez. Until next time.
Is always buy so much snacks, you no stop eating through the whole movie.
Sally, whereas Mr. Alexander is slap puppy so loud, he missed all the important moments.
What did they just say?
Oh.
Movies are better with two. So take a friend to the cinema with 2-for-1 tickets from Meerkat Movies. Only when you buy through CompassaMarket.com.
Tuesdays or Wednesdays at participating cinemas. Qualifying purchase required. One membership per 12 months. Terms and conditions apply.